This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. It seems that we are increasingly being asked to engage in behaviors now to protect future generations. In other words, pay now to protect those later. For example, Sarah has flu-like symptoms. Her doctor explains the symptoms are best explained by a virus. While she wants an antibiotic or something to get her well quickly, the doctor explains that rest and fluids and some pain relievers is all that she can do. The patient wonders aloud, well, the drug can't really hurt, right? Well, wrong. Inappropriate drug use can increase antibiotic drug resistance and hurt others in the future who may desperately need those drugs to treat specific infections. The world has fewer effective antibiotics, particularly for hospitalized patients, and this is likely to worsen in the future. Climate change will not likely have much effect on us. Future generations will bear the impact of our behaviors today. We are asked to use less water, drive less, use less electricity, and to recycle. Social scientists call this the tragedy of the commons. People are asked to engage in behaviors that have a public good, but provide them no personal benefit. Benefits go to others who they probably don't even know. I'm working in a Chinese medical school this week, and one huge difference between the Chinese and the Americans is their focus on the collective good, often at the expense of their own individual good. Perhaps the one baby per family policy is an example of this. Chinese gave up their desire for larger families to help reduce the population, to prepare for a more sustainable future. A Chinese medical student explained to me the importance of her getting a high score on the exam at the end of high school. You see, in China, the score on this one placement exam determines not only what profession a student can study, but how prestigious a school they will be able to attend. There are no interviews, no essays, and no school grades. Well, she scored well, and she's now studying medicine at the leading medical school. I asked her if she felt it fair to place so much emphasis on one exam, and whether there was more to being a good doctor than simply a good exam score. She completely agreed and explained that she had many classmates who were very good on tests but would not make such good doctors. But she went on to explain that fairness is the prevailing goal. If there were essays and if there were interviews, as there are in the U.S., there was a chance for inserting influence. She explained that rich people would bribe officials and the system would break down. Now, as much as she disliked the test, there was no question about student selection. The results were all published. Governments are charged with looking after the population. They enact laws, speed limits, mandatory high school education, immunizations, and these may encroach on a few to benefit the many long term. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.